This is Matt Wells at UN News. A pervasive sense of helplessness and hopelessness exists among those held in Australia's offshore processing centres in Nauru and Papua New Guinea, which has worsened in recent months, the UN refugee agency UNHCR warned on Friday. In an appeal to the Australian government to evacuate the more than 1,400 asylum seekers and migrants there, UNHCR spokesperson Catherine Stubblefield told UN News that some children have become semi-catatonic and need urgent help.
Our colleagues are in both Papua New Guinea and in Nauru periodically. I myself was in Nauru earlier this year in March. My team had been there in September of the previous year. And one of the things that's really staggering is that we go back, you know, 3 months, 6 months after a last visit, and we see people who might have been okay a few months ago and they've deteriorated incredibly rapidly.
What does that mean?
It means that their resilience is being eroded. It means they're not getting the support they need. It means that they're afraid of being left behind and they're really losing all hope.
Are you talking about children, about adults, or both?
It does include children. Our colleagues and our team have seen a number of children in terrible medical situation, a number of children who are in a semi-catatonic state. We're aware of children who have self-harmed, who have attempted suicide. And worst of all, a number of those children have still not been evacuated to Australia and they need to be urgently.
So the call to Australia is to end this system right now?
Absolutely. What UNHCR is urging today is for refugees and asylum seekers under Australia's offshore processing policy to be immediately evacuated. What we've seen over a number of years is a progressive and serious mental health deterioration that includes men, women and children. And in the past couple of months, we've seen that really escalate quite significantly. For example, in the past month, we've seen more medical transfers from Nauru to Australia than in the previous 2 years combined.
Right, and let's just drill down a bit into the situation. UNHCR, the UN Refugee Agency, warns of a deteriorating health situation. More than 80% of the people 2 years ago had mental health disorders. What's the sense of the situation now?
Over time, we've seen that the continuing uncertainty, that sense of limbo, and the fact that there aren't solutions for everyone has really fed into a sense of pervasive helplessness, hopelessness among refugees and asylum seekers alike. Additionally, we've seen a reduction in services in both Papua New Guinea and Nauru.
You mean health services? Where are these people staying? How do they move around? Can they move around?
I should flag that there are significant differences between the circumstances on the ground in Nauru versus Papua New Guinea.
However, these are the two offshore detention centres in the Pacific.
That's right, and both are managed, financed and of course established by the government of Australia. What's happened particularly within the past couple of years is there's been a very rapid reduction in the financial support being made available, in the services accordingly being made available, and the type of support that people desperately need after a number of years first in detention and after that still in very harrowing conditions.
One of your partner agencies, the Médecins Sans Frontières, pulled out of Nauru recently. So who's looking after these asylum seekers and migrants and vulnerable people?
In Nauru, medical services are continuing to be provided by an Australian contracted medical organisation. They're called the International Health and Medical Services, IHMS. However, their services are very limited, particularly with regard to mental health, where they're not particularly well equipped to meet the very serious and severe needs of the population there. There's also limitations in terms of when they're able to provide services. So after hours, for example, we see a number of refugees or asylum seekers who may need emergency psychiatric care unable to access it.
What is the responsibility of Australia to these people on Papua New Guinea and Nauru?
Well, Australia's responsibility for refugees and asylum seekers who have sought its protection remains unchanged. Australia has sought to externalise those responsibilities and it's sought to gradually withdraw, gradually reduce the support that's available, but that doesn't change its fundamental obligations. For everyone who has initially sought protection from Australia and who remains without an adequate solution today, Australia will be accountable.
More than 1,200 people are going to be repatriated to the United States under a resettlement agreement with Australia. What's going to happen to the remainder? How many are there?
The problem today is that for the remainder who will not be going to the United States of America, there is nothing on the table. There is no solution. So it's somewhere around 640 refugees and asylum seekers still in Papua New Guinea, around 800 in Nauru. And then there's an additional 500 in Australia, but who remain subject to retransfer and who don't have any legal rights, any permanency in Australia where they're now being treated. So all of those people actually need a solution, and Australia is going to have to find that very promptly.